No great shock that the NHL has named you its first star this week. How does that sit with you?
Pretty good. Obviously, it's nice to get some recognition from the league. I thought I had a pretty good week, so I was kind of waiting for that, but. Well, not really, but it feels good, and I had a great week, and I just got to keep going.
Is it hard for you to kind of go through how this all occurred? Because even going into Helsinki, things you had said that you just weren't feeling it, and hoping that maybe things would turn around when you got home.
Yeah, well, obviously now I'm feeling it, and it feels like kind of just playing good hockey with my line mates, and. Yeah, I think after that, I think that was kind of the turning point for me. I think it was good trip for me overall. Just kind of get back home and be able to play good two games, and then after that, I think it's been pretty good.
Was that a weight off your shoulders to do that in Helsinki? Did it feel looser after that for you? Or?
No. It was just, I think after that, I was kind of. Playing pretty good hockey, and obviously I got a few goals in that trip, so I think that was kind of the reason. And I think overall I was playing pretty good hockey over there, I think. And I think after that it's been pretty good.
What's it been like for you since Saturday night? Has your phone been buzzing? Lots of people reaching out to you?
Not really. Just the usual couple congratulation texts and. A few bowls of Smarties ice cream because I scored two hatties. So it was just busy eating ice cream yesterday. I think that's kind of it.
How about moving forward now? Obviously, Crosby and company come to town tomorrow. Then you've got another big divisional game against Chicago on Thursday. Just kind of look ahead to the week here for us.
Yeah, it's a tough week to... two good teams coming here, and especially Chicago, huge game for us, a divisional game, like you said, and obviously Pittsburgh, great team, superstars in that team, so we got to be able to play better hockey than we played, and well, it's a good challenge, and we like challenges.
Did you see Timu's tweet at all? Timu's tweet?
No.
He hasn't reached out to you at all.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm not. I don't think he has my number.
He did tell us, though. He told us in Helsinki that, at least in his mind, and he wasn't making this up, he felt like it was only a matter of time, and the analogy that he used was this ketchup bottle thing. Have you heard that? Where once the ketchup starts going, it flows.
Yeah.
And he just felt like, did you feel like that could happen, too, that if you got rolling, that they'd start coming a little easier?
Yeah, I think I've... done that before. I've been struggling, and then when I get the one goal or just a successful game, I think after that it's just easier to play, and I think the goals are just coming, and I feel like I'm in a pretty good role right now, but just there's still some things I need to do better. Obviously the goals are not always telling the whole story, but obviously it's great that I'm scoring goals, but there's still things I need to do better.
It's pretty rare that someone scores five. You're in some pretty good company. Do you pay attention? Have you looked at some of the historical things that
No, I've just seen a couple news stories about who has scored five goals before, and I'm in some good company, but I don't pay attention to those things much, but obviously sometimes I'm just interested in looking at that kind of stuff.
When did you first feel that this is going to be a good night? Does it work that way for you?
I think right after the first goal. I think it's easier when you score it right away. You're kind of feeling it. You think you might get a few more. And I think after the second goal in the power play, I felt like there was a lot of time still. So I might just get one more, and then I got three more after that. So I think right at the beginning, I felt really good, and our line was kind of clicking right off the hop.
What does that feel like? Like everything you're shooting is going in? Or just...
No, it's not that kind of feeling. Just easy to play, and kind of playing in their end more than in our end. So obviously our line wants to play more offense than defense. So I think that was that kind of game where obviously we're gonna have some shifts at our own end, but we didn't play there much.
20 is the record for goals in a month. Have you thought about that at all? You're at 16. Timu has that record.
Oh, Timu has it? Okay.
Does that change anything?
No, it just might as well leave it to him. no, he has so many records, so might as well try to play good. But do you guys actually know how many games do we have left this month?
Two?
Okay, so it needs just 5 and 2 games, what? Okay. Well.
No pressure.
No pressure at all, no. But I didn't know that, but fun fact.
When they're not, let's say that you're in a point where they're not going in, what changes? Is it accuracy? Is it release? What is it that makes it work?
I don't know. When it's not going in, it just feels like it's always somebody gets a piece of it. Goalie gets a piece of it. Somebody gets there in time to block it or whatever that might be. But when it's going in, it just feels like every time you're touching the puck, there's a lot of time, and just try to rip it, and somehow it goes in. And obviously, last game was one of those games. But it's not gonna be like this the whole year. There's gonna be times when I'm not scoring and kind of struggling. But hopefully, the first 10, 13 games was the part when I'm struggling.
Patrick, how much did your game change from playing on the quote-unquote third line there with Brandon and Adam there?
Well, I think for me, playing that line was kind of a point where I needed to play, obviously, more defense, because those guys are the guys who play great defense against the other team's best. So all credit to those guys who can do it so well. So I think for me was that just try to play simple with those guys and just try to play good defense against the best guys in the other team, and just kind of learning how to play defense with those guys. And
have you carried that over?
I think so. I think we've played some pretty decent defense, but there's still a lot of defensive things we need to do better. Obviously, talk more and just be in better positioning, but.
I guess you heard you made someone $1 million.
Yes.
How does that feel?
It's awesome. Just changed somebody's life, so feel really good, obviously, and that doesn't happen every day. So it's a pretty good feeling.
Are you superstitious at all? Will you go back and look at, okay, what did I eat that day, and well, now I'm going to repeat it?
Yeah, kind of. I was after the first hat trick, I wore the same suit and same outfit the whole trip because I was rolling. And I usually do that. If it's going well, I don't change my suit, or it's just wear the same outfit, and always to try to kind of repeat what I did. And obviously, if I'm scoring and the team's losing, then you got to switch it up. But as long as I'm scoring and the team's winning, everything is good.